Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
Stocks edge lower at the start of Trade Friday. We'll talk with Sam Stovall.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Stocks dipped lower at the start Friday despite another solid jobs report. Non-farm payrolls rose by a seasonally adjusted 178,000 in November from the previous month. A gain of 180,000 was expected, so that's pretty much right in line. The jobless rate fell to 4.6% last month, the lowest in 9 years. Let's talk with Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA. Sam, the market's dipping lower despite this jobs report. What do you make of that? What are investors looking for?
Well, Charlie, I think that the dipping lower early on was really just a superficial response to the better-than-expected number. But sort of like the artichoke, if you pull away the leaves and look at the heart of the matter, what you find is actually a little bit softer numbers that came out, because even though the unemployment rate dipped to 4.6%, we did not have a similar kind of decline in the broader measure called the U6 that incorporates underemployed and disgruntled workers. We also had a decline in the participation rate, or the number of people participating in the job market. And then finally, we had the hourly earnings come in softer than expected.
So you can look at the headline numbers and say, well, that's great. But yeah, really, the more important stuff did seem a little bit soft. Sam, I have noticed that, for one thing, tech stocks have not participated in this rally. They've kept the overall market back.
Correct. Well, tech stocks, I'm believing, have been held back because they have the highest international exposure to markets than any of the other sectors in the S&P 500. While the market itself has about 45% of their revenues come from overseas operations, the tech sector has almost 60%. coming from overseas. So with the Trump programs likely to be stimulative from an economic perspective, that is also expected to be pushing up rates, pushing up the dollar, and therefore having a negative impact on those companies and those sectors that have a lot of exposure to overseas markets.
So, Sam, you basically think the Trump rally, such as it is over with now?
I don't think it's over with. If you actually look to price performances in November and you pose the question to yourself, well, gee, did that performance steal from Santa? Meaning, might we end up with a weak December performance? No, Virginia, a positive December typically follows a strong November, even for small cap stocks. So I would tend to say don't assume that we're going to end up with a weak rest of the year, especially when a majority of active fund managers are still underperforming their benchmarks. I think they want to try to put the last bit of octane into their portfolio's returns in order to earn those bonuses.
Is there any way to predict how the stock market might perform once President-elect Trump is inaugurated?
Well, if history is any guide, hold on to your hats, because there have been 5 Republican presidents since World War II, and in their first year of their first term, the S&P was down almost 3% in that first year and fell 4 of 5 times. And you could blame the fact that every Republican president since Teddy Roosevelt has experienced a recession in their first term in office, with all but one of these Republican presidents seeing that recession occur in the first 2 years in office. So the market being an anticipatory mechanism, what we've seen in the past is that the economy has typically slowed and the market has fallen off in advance.
Sam, do you have any thoughts about the Fed meeting coming up, and also how many times the Federal Reserve might raise rates next year?
Yes, I think that they will, no surprise, raise rates in December. Interestingly enough is that when you look back to 2015's response, will it be a rate rise redo? And in that case, in the last 2 weeks of the year, after the Fed raised rates, the S&P 500 was up more than 1.5%, and 10 of 11 sectors were in positive territory, with the higher yielders being the ones that led the way. So once the uncertainty got out of the way, we find that investors pretty much gravitated back to those areas that had been beaten up. Going into 2017, you could say that 2017 is the new 2016. By that I mean, at the beginning of last year, we thought the Fed would raise rates four times, yet they'll probably only do it once this time. So maybe the four-time increase once per quarter will be what happens in the year ahead.
Do you think there are worries that a Trump presidency, or at least the beginning of the Trump presidency, will bring, you know, higher inflation and higher interest rates? Or is the business community generally looking forward to that?
Well, based on stock market performance, the yield on the 10-year note combined with CPI commentary, I think, yes, a lot of people are assuming that a President Trump will bring down the tax rate, maybe not to 15%, but probably to at least 25%. We'll probably end up seeing an infrastructure program be placed before Congress fairly quickly, and as a result, see a boost in economic growth, an increase in earnings growth expectations, and I think that's what is driving the stock market movement right now. I think, however, that maybe we are getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, that the one contrarian idea would be, well, gee, maybe inflation is a lot harder to stoke than we think it is. Maybe we will see 3% interest rates, but not at the beginning of 2017, maybe at the end of 2017. And as a result, maybe we only see about a 3% gain in the value of the dollar, not a very strong acceleration. And as a result, maybe EAFE, the Europe, Australia, and Far East index, actually comes back into favor, which it has been out of for the past 8 years.
Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
My pleasure, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.